on today's show. It's going to be a little bit different today, Belly. We've got something new planned for you guys because we're not going a full hour. We're only going maybe 10, 15, who knows. With me, it's probably going to end up being 20 minutes. But we're going to keep it short today, short and sweet. We're going to send you off because we are being sent off ourselves. It's vacation time. We're taking the next week off. We have to go out to L.A. to fix Maddie Potts' whole setup. I'm flying out there next week. We'll be all over the country. Belly's going to be around. Brax is in L.A. now, so we're going to take the week off next week. We did not want to do that without saying goodbye to you guys for just the week and a half. So today we will just be hanging out with you guys, shooting the S, strapping it on for about 20 minutes, folks. Let's go!
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Skater D.
Hey, I'm John Charles Meyer, producer of Dave Made a Maze.
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Lodotti, author of Play the Devil, and you are listening to Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
This is Andy Fucking Cruz from SiriusXM 415, and you're listening to Looch Dog in the Morning.
Number one podcast in the world. Yeah, boy.
Belly Matt LaBelle joins me across the way. Maddie Potts will not be here today, but you know what? It's okay, because Belly's going to hold it down. How we doing, boss?
I'm here. I'm ready to go. Are we sure we don't want to do it out?
That kind of feels like we should. Take bets now. Will they do a full hour? Because right. They can't stop hearing the sound of their own voices. It's not that. I know that people think it's that.
It's not that for you?
Well, it's partly that. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, it's mainly that. But
it's all that for me.
let's be honest, because you can tell, like, last show on Wednesday, we started in a very weird way.
And then if some of you may have tuned into our testing video, when we were trying to figure out Potts' problem, when we accidentally went live.
Oh, we went live for 40 minutes with just us talking to Potts. Did you plug this in? So anyway, here's what we want to do. Potts is in the social media lounge. We are serving today shots of Patron, because this is a celebration.
Ew, Patron's gross. Can I have
No, beggars can't be choosers, and you don't come to the bar not knowing what you want. That's your pet peeve. You just did your and Potts' pet peeve.
Fair enough. Come up ready to go. I wasn't.
So last show, we were all frustrated. Chilled. We woke up late. We couldn't get Potts on the camera, and it showed. It showed that we were frustrated. Belly and I were frustrated with each other. Not really. But like when best friends get mad at each other, right? When good friends get mad at each other, they're not actually mad. They're mad at the situation, and they feel comfortable enough to let their hair down a little bit and be like, I'm mad. What's happening right now?
In reality, folks, we're mad for you.
We're mad for you. We have standards here. And it's not the fact that we just like the sound of our own voice. It's a very good point, Belly. Potts is texting me right now at 7 a.m. Western time, where he knows he's not going to be on the show. He's still up and he's just frustrated that he can't be in this room with us.
Nope.
Like, there's a passion here. And that's what I love about the kid and you, of course, Belly and Brax. You know, we do this because we enjoy it and we believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe in the fact that you guys take the time out of your days, your weeks, we've got some people who've been listening for months, years.
Yep.
Belly, you started because you were a listener. That was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
You were just number one fan.
It feels even more longer than that ago.
It really does. So it's not that we like the sound of our own voice. It's not just that, because obviously we do. But we like doing this. I literally texted Belly this morning when I knew he was sleeping. It was like 9 a.m. I said, hey, we're going to take today off. Don't worry about waking up. Sleep in. I know you probably, I know he stays up late. He's got to work today.
Like, yeah, I got home at like 3 o'clock and went to sleep at like 4.
And I said, hey, sleep in. Just sleep in, dude. I'm going to turn the stream on. I'm going to say hi to the people for 5 minutes. Tell them we're going to be on vacation next week and just take anything from the social media lounge that's there and then say goodbye to them.
Nope.
But Belly comes out of his room at 9:50. Pointing at his watch. What's going on? I was like, did you look at your texts? And then he came in saying, you sure you don't want to do a full hour? It's funny, man. This stuff is addicting. We love doing it. We just love doing it. But we're not going to stretch it today. So we'll just do as much as we got, and then we'll just go and say goodbye to you. Yeah, so we'll take next week off. But I am going to be riding around on my new little wheelie thing. That came.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No.
Should I do a live unboxing of my electric unicycle? How many people just went, where's Potts? Can you give us Potts a sound?
Here he is.
Yeah, Potts, I just got an electric unicycle. Bring it out to you, bud. We'll ride it around together. I think they're awesome, man.
I'm sure they're
cool. They look, here's the
deal.
You
need them to reel on your back.
Well, that's the problem. I ride a one wheel a lot, and my back is kind of all screwed up now. So while I start riding Switch more, I want to have also something that I can ride like regular. It's the skier's version of a one wheel. Mm-hmm. Okay. A one wheel is a snowboarder's ability to snowboard every day with a jetpack on his back or her. A electric unicycle is the same thing, but for skiers.
Greater distances.
And greater distances and greater speeds, Belly.
40, right?
It goes 35 miles an hour, 30 safely, before you're even going to get pushback.
Really? Interesting. That's awesome.
Okay, and then it goes 30 to 40 miles on one charge. I mean, hey, I'm down to check this thing out. It's a Gotway Tesla. Same price as a one wheel. You know, you could do financing and stuff. I buy these wheels, I pay them off within 8 months, and I don't pay any interest. It's great.
And of course, it's raining today.
And as soon as it gets here, it's pouring rain outside. Same thing happened with my Rad Mini.
And I'm pretty sure your XR.
Probably. So we've got a friend coming in from out of town. He's never ridden anything before, but he's all about these. He's been dying to get on a one wheel, an XR. He's trying to get onto my Rad Mini. Now I'm going to show him the electric unicycle, the Gotway Tesla 16 inch. I can't wait, man. So we're going to do some riding videos for you guys, and we'll put together some fun stuff for next week's Voice of One Wheel, which we will air, but we're going to have to pre-record it.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing. Okay. So, Kyle Taylor, if you're listening, I'm coming out and I'm reaching out to you as soon as we hit stop here. Kyle Taylor hopefully will be our guest on Tuesday. So, dude, my buddy was just telling me, Belly, that there is an interesting investment opportunity that has arisen. Have you heard of MoviePass?
Yes.
Can you tell people what it is or what you think about it? What do you know about it?
It's where you pay a monthly fee and you can just kind of go and see whatever movie you want.
Right. In the theater,
yeah.
Like, sounds amazing. Well, if you go to one movie a month, it pays for itself. $10 a month, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Right? But the problem is that my buddy, and this is how we got into this. We were talking about how a very good friend, a common friend of ours, is like 40 years old, probably makes six figures working for the government, and just for whatever reason, just loves living at home with his dad. They like bro out.
And I mean, I get that's a little different than like mom and dad.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's totally comfortable living at home. He's got his own thing. Like, his dad doesn't mess with him. He's got his own privacy. But I know for some reason this dude has just enjoyed. He doesn't want to live on his own. He likes saving his money. He likes living with his dad. They get along great. He cuts down Christmas trees in the backyard. His dad doesn't mess with him. Like, he's got his own security and privacy. But man, can you imagine his bankroll?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That kind of a salary, never having to, like, I mean, I don't know if he pays rent or anything.
I hope he does.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
But like,
I hope he pays for his own damn cell phone.
I doubt he pays for all of his meals and stuff still. Like, if you're living at home, you know dad wants to cook with you and stuff. So anyway, all we were saying is this person got in on AIG back in 2008 when there was the crash, when it was like under a dollar. Mm-hmm. And I think it's at like $130 now a share.
Yeah.
So there's another just boku bucks revenue stream that he's got.
Yep.
And we started talking about investment opportunities. Like, my buddy actually said, God, I can't wait until we go into a recession again.
I'll buy.
I want to buy it all up. I said, well, let's just go and get some cryptocurrencies, dude, because that's exactly where we are right now. And he said, you know what? You're right. And MoviePass. So MoviePass, the company, the way that this works, they still have to pay the movie theater full price for the ticket every single time that you go. So you pay your $10 a month. You go the first time. You want to see Ready Player One. That's $12. All right. Well, you've already paid the 10, but the movie pass has to pay the movie theater the $12. So they just lost $2.
Okay.
Then you go the next time and you want to see what just came out, Super Troopers 2. You want to see
It's all on digital download.
Whatever. I'm just using movies.
Yeah.
But you go and you want to see the second movie now.
Yep.
You get in for free. Movie pass still has to pay the $12 to the company.
Okay, so the movie theater lost $12 this month.
They're losing billions. They're using millions of dollars every month. Their revenue, their model, their business model is backwards, and they can't figure it out. But it's like Netflix. Netflix is still losing money right now because they're just pouring it all into their production.
Exactly.
But it's an investment for them. MoviePass, however, was trading at about $35 a share ish. It's down to like 30 cents.
Nice.
So this is an opportunity. I'm not telling you to invest in them. I'm just saying this is like one of those little things where a lot of people are saying.
Yeah, but I don't think it'll ever reach something like $130 a
share.
No,
but Belly, if you put $100 in at 30 cents and it jumps to $30, that you just made a lot of money.
Times 100.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. What is that, 10 grand?
Yeah, something like that.
So I'm
not good at quick math.
I mean, not in the morning, but especially when we're doing times 100. Yes, that's two zeros, $100, it's 10 grand.
Cool.
So that would be a quick $9,900 payday. And one, I mean, dude, we drop $100 on things we don't even think about all the time. Throw $100 at it. I'm not saying to do it. I'm just saying this is kind of the mindset that my buddy and I are like, wow, a lot of people see that as a terrible, terrible stock. And we see that as an opportunity. Like if the company were to figure it out, we win.
Yeah.
For a price that I don't really mind losing $100 in the end for a chance to win 10 grand.
I just don't know how long movie theaters will be around.
Well, that's the very good discussion that I wanted to bring to you in the social media lounge right now. I'm wondering, pop off social media lounge. Let's hear what you have to think. Do you think that movie theaters are all, because I said to my buddy, I think the movie theaters are always going to be something that people want. So they're going to have to find a way to keep them around, but it's going to be a totally different, you're not paying $10 for one ticket. They're starting to figure it out. Yeah, I'll do a monthly fee. I'll do that like a gym.
You started to see it a little bit with, there was the release of The Interview. No movie theater wanted to play it.
Yeah.
So Netflix just put it out.
That's the one with Seth Rogen, and it was all about Kim Jong-un.
I was stupid interested.
Yeah.
The fact that it didn't want to hit movie theaters and it comes out immediately. It's like straight to DVD, except it's straight to my Xbox and I can watch it immediately.
But do you miss, are you going to miss if that's what, if that's, because that's your options. You've got, your options are what Belly's saying, where they're just going to cut out movie theaters.
So
and we're just going to stream immediately. It'll go straight to digital download.
The last movie I went to go see in the movie theater.
Can you think of it? Actually, before you even
maybe
answer, Social
Star
Media
Wars,
Lounge.
Maybe.
Star Wars? Okay.
Yeah.
Social Media Lounge. What was the last movie you saw in a theater?
Awakens, the other one. The Last Jedi. But yeah, it's. I mean, a lot of people still go to the movies. Obviously, the experience is awesome. But the fact that I'm away for so long, when I go, it's actually a good experience.
Hey, quick question in the Social Media Lounge. Have you jumped that Rad Mini yet? Not fully. I've jumped curbs. Like, I jump off curbs. I know there are people that are signed in because I did a Rad Mini video with, I said, would your girlfriend like it? Sorry for a quick sidebar. I have not, like, taken it off of a jump yet. I think it's actually probably pretty too heavy for it, for a jump like that. But I do jump curbs and stuff all the time. Full throttle right off a curb, and I just land it, like, both. I try to land both tires at the same time.
If
and,
you're going to land.
Yeah, it's super fun. Oh, super fun. But my lady friend just, she just bit it bad.
Yeah.
She bit it. We'll talk about that. And we'll do that in the next segment because we're already coming up at the. You know, we're going to do a full show today. You know, we're going to end up doing a full show. This is basically what's happening. But yeah, no, I don't really want to go to movie theaters anymore. Wait for Redbox. I'm not going to miss paying $5 for a bottle of water. The Last Jedi was the last movie I saw. I'm not sure. I never go to movies. I usually wait to watch them at home. Good morning, fam. Good morning,
it's the same
Amanda.
Kind of sports. It's the same kind of sports concept. It's like how
Chong Lee,
is it
shout
worth
out, dude,
to go to a sporting event now. Where watching it from home, especially football, watching it from home or the bar is so much more of an experience.
Can I add a weird
going to the stadium?
Can I add a weird level of that to that? Shootings.
I don't see.
I know you're on the opposite side of this because you're like, I'm not going to let fear live my life. But I mean,
I think it's more about money. I mean,
well, no, that's fine. But I'm saying there are probably some people out there that as time goes on and you see, God, Annapolis just down the road, you got people going in and shooting up a newspaper.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and dangerous. It's not like a movie theater hasn't happened. That was what? Was it? It's not
it's
Columbine.
Out in Aurora, Colorado.
Aurora, Colorado.
The,
thank
showing
you.
Of the
Batman.
Dark Knight.
I mean, thank you. You know, and that stuff happens. People get scared of that. And I wonder, being that we now have a chance to make all this stuff so easily accessible at our amazing 70-inch TVs at home,
mm-hmm.
Do you want to go in a crowd? I got people in the social media lounge. I'd rather go to a baseball game than any other sport. I agree. That's like sitting on the lawn and drinking beers. And, oh, by the way, there's an awesome sport happening.
Yeah. I love hockey. I can't get enough of it, so.
But I wonder, in the movie theater realm, Belly's got his thing where he's saying, like, I'd rather come just straight to digital download. And same with Rebecca Randolph. Basically, everybody. Chong Lee's in the social media lounge. Welcome, Chong.
Now, the novelty things like drive-in movie theaters or, like, summer nights, like, where this is where a good idea would be for, like, Reston Town Center or town centers in general to have, like, a drive-in movie night where you bring a blanket and
I just
you
got
bring
chills.
Your own snacks.
That's a great idea.
And it's a summer night. Like, summer movie nights. Places do this.
Dude, look at all the things that are coming back. Like, everything's cyclical. Fashion is like, cyclical, right? Why don't we bring drive-through movies back? That'd be great.
There are still a few. There was one down in Radford, not far. I'm fairly certain there's actually one, I think. There is one around here as well. But those kind of, like, events, like going to see a movie, it makes it the experience much more better.
You're right, because you got a lot of movies on the lawn. I know out in Alexandria, Old Town, I know we have a global show.
I think there's one over here in Chantilly.
There's one in Chantilly.
Centerville.
Good morning, you filthy animals. What up, Aaron? This is just fantastic in the social media lounge right now. They're all popping off. Yes, so the interesting thing that I thought was, yeah, we could bail on movies in general.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of these Netflix movie theaters that's coming out? Netflix movie theaters?
I remember you mentioning them. For me, it still doesn't make any sense.
It's interesting. It's like,
if you have a Netflix thing, you can go watch it.
You can go watch it on the theater, or I think it's more like they'll have different theaters showing different Netflix shows, and you can go in and just watch that series in that theater, which is interesting. I think virtual reality is kind of where this would go into a place where I'm not going to want to go in to watch Netflix in a theater because I want to watch it where I picked up last. I don't want to watch it where you're telling me the series is starting. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I can't imagine people go to watch series in movie theaters. That would be insane because series are
so what would you watch? Like Netflix only movies, I guess?
I guess they would display mostly like the do-over and all the random Netflix
Wanderlust.
Movies.
Wanderlust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
that's interesting.
It's mostly their content, but I can't imagine like going in. Could you imagine going in? And it's like, hey, now here's what movie theaters should do. So they should change to a concept of having viewings and obviously shrink down. Like on Sunday nights, it's Game of Thrones night, and two of their theaters are having huge like Game of Thrones viewing parties in their movie theater. So they're going in, they're watching the episode of Game of Thrones. They're only spending an hour with each other or hour 15 as you all get settled in. And then you make like you get them to spend like $5 on a ticket. So it's not going to be the huge like fees, but you get them to spend like $3 to $5 on a ticket. You can't tell you tell them they can't bring drink, like can't bring any outside food or beverage in. You get them to buy beer or whatever in the movie theater. And then you have kind of groups come in to go do these viewing parties just for TV shows. But in reality, that means they have like subscription services, things like that. But I mean, with the way movie theaters are in general right now, I mean,
that's what my friend was jumping at, dude. He was jumping at subscription services. Social Media Lounge loves your idea. That's a very cool idea. I love when theaters do a series. A few near me have done a Studio Ghibli series. I don't know what that means. But yeah, that's what people are starting to say. You can see that there's a difference. So back to what we were talking about. If MoviePass were to figure this out, that could skyrocket back to $30 again.
Yep.
But ACM, I believe it's ACM movie theaters, AMC, thank you. They just released like their own version of it. So now competitors are going. Now that MoviePass came out with that idea where it's $10 for a pass to the movies, you can go to the movies whenever you want with few stipulations.
Regal Cinemas has had one for a long
time. Now each company is going to either have to come out with their own or they're going to have to start discounting their ticket prices to MoviePass. And if the latter happens, that's where the skyrocket happens. Okay, so that's what you're betting on if you were to
hopefully MoviePass kind of somehow patented their idea so that the movie theaters have to pay them.
Well, wouldn't that have been nice?
Right?
That would have been. I'm so tired of this song, dude. I'm not doing this music anymore.
Yeah, you.
I'm over it, dude. Let's go with like. You want to go to the 80s? I know you like the 80s.
I mean, I'm always down for the 80s.
All right, we'll do 80s. When we get back, folks, what are we going to talk about, Belly? You drive the show. What do you need?
Surprise!
We'll do it all next. We're having a blast with you. This is like Friday in school. It's like a movie day before like Christmas break when you were back in class. You know your teacher's just going to throw on movies. We're not mailing it in. We're just keeping it super chill today. We miss Potts. We wish he was here. We miss Brax. We wish he was here.
We should do more unstructured shows.
Let's just do more unstructured shows.
Can I wake up at 9:51 every show?
Yes, this is great. All right, we'll be back in just a minute. It's Looch Dog in the Morning.
At LITMradio.com.
Wondered to yourself, man, what the fuck am I gonna eat today? I got the answer for you right here, folks. It's Marinate Restaurant. You marinateyourlife.com. That's what you're gonna do. You're gonna go over there, you're gonna get yourself some sliders, some bowls, some soups. some tacos, whatever it is, because you know on Tuesdays, those tacos are buy one, get one free. So head over to the brand new store on the corner of Western and Melrose and get yourself some goddamn tacos. Let's go, baby. MarinateYourLife.com. Head over there today for the best food you've never had.
This just in from the Santa Monica Newsroom. It's Matty Pod.
Nope! He is not here today. God, this one. You know what? It's in the middle of my board. That's why I keep hitting it. I want this one. Let's go. Belly, bring us back in. You ready? Here we go. Hold on. Wait for it. Wait for it. Belly, get it.
Welcome back. We're here for number section two, time, place. This time, Looch Dog in the Morning is back with Belly and Looch. That's right, I said my name first this time.
Damn right! Belly in the Morning with Looch Dog.
Nah.
Let's do this.
Pork belly here.
All right, let's have some fun with the people. Welcome back,
folks. Oh, you're not having fun yet?
No, I'm always having fun. This has been one of the most fun shows ever because it's almost like you just don't give. You DGAF, as POTS would say. We're going
to
do as many POTS acronyms as we can. Amanda, one woman, one wheel, already dropped the GFY in the social media lounge to Aaron Knowles. Aaron, I don't know what you're talking about. Check the texting line. I got no texts. Our scroll is right.
Quit texting the wrong number.
Quit texting the wrong number. It's 571-354-7338 if you would like to text the show. Or you can always call in.
Unless we didn't pay for that.
No, I paid for all of it. 571-354-7338 is the number. You can feel free to text us. You can call us. We will take your calls all show. Let's just make it a big, fun party. What are we serving the social media lounge for? Segment two, Belly.
Segment two? Let's see. Hopefully some greasy food for soaking up that tequila.
Yeah, we're going to need maybe...
Burritos?
No, I'm thinking like taquitos.
No.
No?
Quesadilla?
Okay, but what's on
greasy.
It?
I mean, chicken.
Okay.
Cheese.
Okay.
A little bit of peppers.
Pico de gallo?
And then we've got some dipping for, like, we've got sour cream, we've got guacamole, we've got some pico for the accoutrement.
I love it. So when you go on vacation, we were going to talk about what you do, what you like to do when you go on vacation, because obviously we're going to be gone next week. We are going to do a Voice of One Wheel, but we are not going to be doing Looch Dog in the Morning. I am going out to...
Unless me and Brax just sneak it on you.
Yeah, you might. I'm going out to Denver on Tuesday, and I'm going to then go out to LA that following Saturday. So I'm going to be gone for like a couple weeks. But the following week, we'll do it. Belly will be back in studio. I'll find a way. I'll be with Potts.
Oh, will I? I won't be when you get back.
We might be gone. We're going to be gone for a little while.
Because as soon as Looch is... So I'm leaving on the 17th
right.
to go to San Diego. And then go to...
That's okay. I'll be back by that next week. So we're only going to be off next week. There it is. I'll be back to run. We'll miss you. If you want to call in, you can. But yes, here's an interesting that took place.
If any of our listeners are going to Comic-Con, I'll be there too. Come find me. Speaking of which, we got to settle up the shirts.
We're
going
to get the shirts.
Cards.
We would like to broadcast. I want Brelly to broadcast from Comic-Con.
Except it's not going on at 7 a.m. East Coast, West Coast time.
No, that's the beauty of it. I don't want you to go into Comic-Con. You're never going to get a booth there. But I just want you to set up on the corner like that meme that guy is just sitting on a campus that says, change my mind. I just want you to set up a 6x4 table. I'll pay for it. Mm. You just have to get down there and set up a table and broadcast from there. Which would be weird. We have to figure that out.
Especially since I need all this gear.
Yeah. All you need is a laptop.
I guess so.
Yeah. So that would be interesting. We can make that happen. But I wanted to talk to you guys because apparently I'm moving out to LA. Now, when I say moving, I'm setting up a second office up in LA. TTR Studio, Studio B.
Studio B.
We're actually gonna have a Studio B.
Yeah.
But this works out because Braxton Blue is moving to LA. You know him, he's the TV producer extraordinaire on Looch Dog in the Morning. He's moving to LA, but he hit me up yesterday and was like, dude, I'm more motivated. You guys are the ones who know this more than anyone. On one of our shows, you know he's been going through some stuff. And he's really motivated to get his life on track, the track that he wants,
yep.
Which I respect. And it's easier to do at 23, 24. It's a lot easier to pick a new track or to get motivated. At 33, 34, all it's you like, do is pick I'm tracks. On my track.
All you do is pick tracks.
At that age, not at 30. Not what about 30s, 40s, 50s?
I'm still picking tracks. I don't know.
Well, yes, you are, which is why I respect the way you live your life. And I'm not saying I don't respect the lives of people who just stay on a track. But I really do respect people who just say, I'm not too old to make changes. No, I'm not too never. Old to do something new. I'm not too old to learn something about myself.
Nope.
I love that Brax is moving out there. I mean, we're going to miss him, obviously. But he's like, hey, I need to pick up a roommate. And the people, so I'm going to be getting a second room out there with Brax, is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
We're going to be living in the neighborhood, in the gated community with Potts.
And then that way you could sub to studio, and then Potts could be in studio.
Potts can come to studio. I'm going to be living in D.C., but anytime I set up a gig in L.A., that now I have a place to be. So I am fully now accepting any gigs in the Los Angeles area within a three-hour drive. So if you guys want to hire me to do anything.
Three-hour drive? You're a madman. So basically in the Beltway.
Yeah, pretty much. Except it's not a Beltway out there, man. Potts is all, yeah, it's freeway. The 101.
The freeway. Where you're free to sit.
So what do you bring on vacation when you go? Are you somebody, do you vacation with a, like, let's get into
bathing suit.
Okay, we're going to the beach. How do you vacation, Belly? What is the ideal person, like, because you have to vacation with people who are like-minded.
Yeah.
I went on a vacation.
Unless you go on vacation with your family, then you're going on vacation with your family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you go vacation, for example, with a new girlfriend that you maybe haven't gone on a trip with yet. If you all know vacation together, I've lived this. Vacations, it can be a nightmare.
Vacations are stressful. Travel is stressful in the sense of like getting places to where you need to be at those moments.
And it puts those people in that moment of stress where you really find out how people handle that stress.
Yeah, travel is stressful always. It doesn't really matter if you're driving 7 hours, if you're driving 4 hours, if you're flying, if you're riding a damn train.
So when you go on vacation, let's say that we're going to auction off a vacation with Belly to anyone in the social media lounge. And I tell you that Isabel won. Isabel is fake, folks. She's made up. But Isabel, in this situation, she spent 20 grand bidding on this to win so that she could go on
I'm full service for her.
A one-week vacation with you. Okay?
I'm not pimping myself out or anything.
Yeah. Hey, it's all hypothetical. You can do whatever you want.
She can have me, I guess.
She wants you, dude. She just wants to spend the time.
Although, if someone's spending that much money to go on vacation with me, I'm very scared I'm not coming back. Because let me tell you, I'm not that great.
I don't think I'm worth 20 grand. I'll tell you what. Shoot.
I'm definitely getting tied up to something. I am definitely going to...
No, you're not coming home. You're getting a sock shoved in your mouth at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Straight wedding crasher.
Yeah, wedding crasher style. All right. So, you know what? Let me change the hypothetical. You just started dating somebody, because this is really where it is. You just started dating somebody. You're 6 months in.
Mm-hmm.
What is your ideal schedule on? Let me just tell you the story that's in my mind so that all this makes sense for everybody.
Yes,
I did this. I went on a beach vacation with a girlfriend. We were straight up boyfriend girlfriend. We were dating for 2-3 months maybe. 3 months, and it was like head over heels. It was awesome. Went to the beach. I was sorry for the cursing. Fucking nightmare, because we beach so differently. So differently. First of all, I'm a light sleeper, and I'm not great at sleeping with somebody else in the bed yet. I'm not used to... I've been single for a long time, folks. Like, I'll date women, but I mean, I don't like...
I noticed
like,
you weren't listening to your normal...
white noise?
White noise last night.
I'm making some changes. I'm trying to become a little bit more compatible.
Tired of the ghosts, like
talking to me through the static.
I swear.
Dude, let's just be honest, man. You're getting down this. That's why I'm warning you, Belly. When you get so used to, because I'm 4 years ahead of you, when you get this used to being on your own as I am, it becomes really hard. You become entrenched in living on your own. I don't want to make changes.
If you're sleeping in my bed, you're dealing with how I sleep.
Okay, and he snores like
and
a goddamn
like a
freight
goddamn
train.
Freight train.
So, I mean, I have I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
All right, he snores, man.
It's delicious.
But That's the thing. He has that ability to say, look, hey, you want to sleep in my bed? This is how I sleep. If you want to fall asleep, good luck.
You can't fall asleep?
Sorry.
I'll see you some other time.
And that's, I get that. I am the kind of sleeper where I'm like, can she hear me? If I move, is she going to feel it? I don't want to wake her up. Oh my God. And then I feel like I have to be in a coffin. Like I'm I'm getting over that. So basically you can tell this is a nightmare for me trying to get.
That's how I feel when I'm sleeping at someone else's house.
Yes. Yes, exactly. You're in her bed. You don't want to. Exactly. Okay. So I very much like this girl and I want to impress her, but I'm not getting any sleep, dude. And her way of beaching is waking up at
crack ass of dawn.
6:30 in the morning. As soon as the sun gets up, put the bottle of tequila in the backpack, see you on the beach. Which sounds great. And day one, it was. But there's no napping in there. I don't nap well. So now by like 6 o'clock in the afternoon, like dinner time, I'm done for, dude. Like after that meal, I'm pretty much done. And then you kind of stretch it because you're on vacation. You're like, all right, whatever, we'll stay up. But then the next morning, at 7 a.m. She's ready to go at 6 a.m. with a shot of tequila poured, and I am ready to kill someone. Kill someone.
You know what? You go to the beach. I want to get some sleep.
Yeah. And that right there
happened.
It's what I should have done. That right there is what I should have done. But we were so stuck on trying to do everything together and making it work right. But if you take a married couple, they'd be like, oh, you young bucks, you'll learn.
Yeah.
That moment right there, I should have said, oh, baby, all right, sounds good. I'll meet you down there. I'll get down there when I get down there. And she would have been fine with that.
Yeah.
But I kept saying like, no, oh, can we just sleep for 2 more hours? Can I get an hour? And then we argued. And then it turned into just the rest of the trip.
Yep, that's in the sour mood.
I'm not somebody, look, you guys know me from this show. I am, right? But not all the time. I need to recharge those batteries. I'm all the time when you see me on air.
Sometimes I wake up after noon and come out of my room after noon because I know Adam's had time to cool down.
To cool down a little. He doesn't want to come out when I'm super hot. Because if you wake up and it's 10 a.m. and you just got out of bed and I've been up since 7:30.
He's coming at you.
What's up, guys? What are we doing today? Let's go. Woo. Strap it on. It's true, man.
Yeah.
I love mornings. I like mornings.
Unless you didn't get sleep the night before.
Yeah. 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 But even in that situation, I'll still sleep.
Yeah.
Or I mean, I'll still get up because I feel like I'm wasting the day. There's something about sunlight that I feel like if I wasted it, it's like burning $100. It's like, why would I waste that sunlight?
Yeah, make all my money at night.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could trade. Social Media Lounge,
make all your money at night too?
I know. Social Media Lounge,
In fact, the more you're awake, the more you find time to spend and buy things like the one-wheel
electric unicycle. Yeah, the mornings are the worst. The mornings are when I go start spending money.
You're not just burning 100.
Yeah, we burn more than that.
Just like...
But they're good for us, dude. Yeah. We're going to do reviews on it. I'm going to do an unboxing, so you can check that out. I've got a brand new Gotway Tesla 16-inch electric unicycle. I'm going to do a review on that as soon as I get a little bit of riding in, as soon as it dries up. We've got a buddy coming over to ride on a new one-wheel.
From Tesla brand?
No, it's by Gotway. It's just got... I'm curious if it actually has Tesla batteries in it.
That's what I'm thinking.
Like, dude, it is a 2,000 watt-hour...
How could they be allowed
hour.
To use it without... How could they be able to use the word Tesla?
Well, is Tesla a company or is it a thing that a company then named their company after? That's the question.
But then even then, the company still owns the naming right to Tesla, and you can't name a product.
But if it's a thing,
a car,
then you can call it like a rock, right? Like if they named their company Hamburger.
Well, Tesla's someone's name.
It's a name of a person
Nicholas
or a name of a thing? That's
Nicholas
what I'm asking.
Tesla is like the person from Tesla.
That's it.
Tesla
so they couldn't have just, they can't just copyright the name Tesla.
That's true.
So I guess that... Ooh, so is Gotway tricking us all into thinking there's a Tesla? See, this is the kind of stuff that I got to do before I do a review on it, because I don't want to just do a review copy nose. You don't just do a review and say, hey, it was awesome. Nobody wants to see that.
They want
to
know.
They want to know what's, should I spend the money on this?
Why the hell did they get to use the name Tesla?
How do they do that?
How do they do it?
So now that you know like what kind of schedule that I would prefer is like on the beaching, like what would you prefer a new girlfriend? Like how do you beach? That's the question. How do you beach?
For me, it's just a matter of like waking up. I got to make breakfast. The best part for me about vacations, beach houses, going out, camping is the opportunity to just cook everything and make your own food, because that's when I actually like, I don't do that home.
No, you don't.
I don't ever freaking cook here. But like for me, when I'm on vacation, it's like, Let's cook every fucking day. Let's cook breakfast.
It's almost like when you're at a diner, you have to have coffee because that's the one place you'll have coffee. When you're on vacation, you want to cook. Now you feel like cooking because it's like a project.
Maybe we'll go out to dinner one of the nights or go out, but or maybe we'll go out to the bar. But in reality, I want to like spend the time hanging out with people, like especially on family vacations. We've done beach trips where we've had like cousins, like 20 of us get a house.
Oh, yeah.
And like. Those are the days you just want to cook breakfast and like chill out.
But she saw that as wasting the morning. Like, let's get down to the beach. See, there is a contingency.
I got to eat. I got to relax.
I'm with you. I don't want to go straight to the beach. I got to get there first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I got to get there mentally first.
Also, your boy's not, I'm not big on the beach. For me, it's like.
Me neither. That's the thing. I don't really need, like, it's not like sunshine for me where I feel like I'm burning $100 every minute of sunshine I waste. I don't care if I don't get to the beach.
Open water.
You have a fear of open water?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like what's the fact that everything's in there.
All right. But you don't, but you're also not somebody who's just going to go down and read for 2 hours.
No, I'll go in the water. I'll do everything. It's just.
But if you're not down with the water, like you're not excited about it, and you're not excited about just laying in the sun for 2 hours, the beach really isn't that great for you.
No.
Like it's peaceful.
I'll hang out
for a little bit.
Listen to music.
And so in that sense, I would prefer to get down to the beach around 3 o'clock, like start happy houring it. I don't need to be down there at fucking 10 a.m.
Like, you know, and that's the thing. That's why I like going with groups, because then like there's gonna be the people that want to get there bright ass early. But like
everybody, find your contingencies and stay together.
So singular vacations, go to resorts so you can swim in pools.
Well, that's good. Also, talk to each other and say, if you want to do something, you don't have to do it. We don't have to do every minute of everything together.
If you want to get down to the beach,
go. I'll see you down there, but I don't.
I can't go at that time.
I don't want to do that.
Nope. Open communication is the key to
it. Is, man. It clearly is. And you can find out so much about somebody when you go on a vacation like that because it's like, but I want to do this. Well, I want to do this. And I want to do it now. And I want to do it then. It's like, well, all right. So just do you, man. Everybody just realize you're there to relax.
As long as you openly communicate with your thoughts and feelings, you will find that 9 times out of 10, you are going to have a good time. That's my calm therapist voice.
What do you want to end the show with today? We're going to end it in 3 minutes here. Do you have anything left you want to say to the people or get into with the people? Let's go. I'll check the social media lounge. Is there anything that you would like to talk to right now before we let... I beach by not going to the beach. One woman, one wheel. That's awesome.
I can tell by your tan.
that's a touchdown for me. That's a touchdown for Belly.
Boom.
Against the social media lounge. Wow. Oh, she's going to drive down from Boston and come smack you.
Bring it.
Who's trolling all of us? What's happening? All right, I'm just reading stuff. That's why I get bored at the beach. Sitting, lying on the beach is super boring. I have to be doing something, supping, one wheeling,
I'll bring
swimming.
A book.
I love Rebecca Randolph. I mean, I love all of our listeners, but man, she has got it down, dude. I would beach with Rebecca Randolph. We would have a good time because she ain't down with just sitting there. That's the problem.
She's here to party.
Amanda says, you're not wrong, Belly. I do burn. Ha ha ha. We love you guys. All right. Travis Steck, Aaron Knowles, Joe Evans, Rebecca Randolph, Chong Lee, and everybody else in the social media lounge. This has been fun. I mean, Joe Evans playing guitar on the deck during the sunset on the beach is awesome. Absolutely true.
You know, favorite part about beach trips and all that? Puzzles.
Puzzles?
You set up a puzzle in the main living area. You set it up. And then you take one piece and you put it with your stuff.
So I hate you puzzle people because you all sit there not putting one piece on, but you're so intent like you're making the next move in chess. And I want to say, hey, let's go take shots.
You can take shots doing puzzles. And the best part is as you work on this puzzle and it gets closer and closer to done, you find you're missing like 7 or 8 pieces.
Yeah, you're never going to
finish.
And
then it's a waiting game on who's going to chicken out so that they can be the last puzzle piece completioner.
We've had fun with you guys. We're going to end a little bit early. Remember, we are off next week. We are going on vacation. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. We will post a 11 a.m. We'll do Voice of One Wheel as usual. It's just going to be pre-recorded with Kyle Taylor, the West Coast Land Pirate, all the way up in Canada, man. That's going to be super fun, so don't miss that one. Tuesday at 11 o'clock, and then we're taking the week off. So we will see you guys the following week for Maddie Potts and Braxton Blue out in L.A. We will come see you two soon. We missed you guys. Belly, you killed it today. Anything left for the people?
No. Hopefully the police don't show up because I'm a murderer.
All right, folks. We will see you in a week. It's time to go on vacation. From everybody here at TTR Studios,
I'll
happy summer. We will miss you. It's Looch Dog in the Morning.
At LITMRadio.com.